From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out a major security sweep, and prosecutors say they're charging three suspects with terrorist activity. Country's National Security Council met to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour. He also urged everyone to continue to live normally and in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that left 32 dead. Iraqi special forces are continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from the Islamic State control. Officials said jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with the civilians, who are also leaving the area. French news agency reported at least 20,000 people had left Fallujah in just a few hours. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in Damascus. That happened while U.S. and Russian military officials met about Russia's attack on U.S.-backed Syrian rebel forces this week. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against the opposition fighters. Washington is accusing Russia of targeting U.S.-backed moderate opposition groups. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. The court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants, two other defendants in life in prison. This is VOA News.